Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It was double eviction night, and Michelle talked crap, and she's still in the game. Big Brother is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my God, you guys, you know that music. You know what it means. It is the Big Brother After Show here on AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzzTV.com. I am one of your hosts, James Lott Jr. And now you guys know some weeks we have 10 people in the room, and other weeks it's just two of us. But I'm so glad he's here and you guys love him too, Grant Rutter.
And you're stuck with only me today and my opinions. Hey guys, it's Grants_rants on Twitter.
That's right, he's going to rant today. We're both going to rant today.
Let's talk about it. Lots to say.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes. Finally. It's gotten a little interesting. And you guys are in the chat room already. I love you guys. You guys are talking. Woo! Now, we're going to start from the last night and go backwards. But I am going to mention just briefly about the feeds, because normally we don't talk about the feeds on this show unless it's something really significant. But I think it has something to do with part of what happened was that I guess Pauly showed some other side to himself to the ladies.
Well, I have some intel. I have some intel specifically. They are to the feeds, though.
Okay, so do it.
It's happened later on in the week.
We'll get there because
it's a little too premature because Davon at this point is just walking out where we're picking up, right?
Yes. We'll pick up from there. So Davon's gone, which I'm still sad about, of course.
Yeah, me too.
She was kind of gone. They did one of those endurance comps.
Which one? Hold on.
You have to hold on on a disc. You couldn't sit down all the way. You could scratch,
and
you had to go
on
and surround. See,
that's not fun for anyone, and it's not even that much fun to watch, because they get hit by that thing, and then they keep going. I don't know, they're always going for hours. I do enjoy the endurance comps much more, but that one was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It was like, whatever, I guess. I mean, just think it gets smacked or whatever.
Yeah, it's a standard. They got to do it every season. Here we are.
But what was kind of the little internet trolls that came out with smacking was kind of funny, came off. But before that, we have a whole thing called the executives, the final five. It's these last three or four seasons with all these people, name after name after name. It keeps rearranging and different names.
They're all trying so hard history. Yes,
God, it's like only a few of them actually stick.
True.
Over all the years, like the Four Horsemen, all this kind of stuff. So the executives are the final five alliance, which basically are the guys.
Too many. You can't have that many people in the alliance.
You can't. You guys agree with that? No, you just can't. And hi, you guys. Hello, you guys. So Paul was like the chief friendship operator. Pauly was director of social affairs. Victor was CEO. James, chief for operations. And Corey, chief event coordinator. So they're being kind of funny. But they're claiming they're going to stick together and be final five.
Well, I don't want any of them to win. So I don't know what they're the executive of. Maybe a moving company. See what I did?
But,
I really don't care about any of them. And I've had a hard time, really, because I really want to root for someone.
Yeah.
I made a few tweets this week. I was like, am I the only one? And a couple of people are like, Grant, it was a wash for me like 2 weeks ago. Like, I'm just watching to watch. Like, I'm watching to goof on Julie. Like, at this point, like, that's the draw. But no, I mean, this week, I don't want to downplay. Because this was a good, especially the double eviction. It's always juicy.
Yes,
but I don't think that's going to work with any of them. I'm really not a fan of many of them. I like that Victor, though, is just kind of floating through.
He is, which is amazing, you guys. He was complete, like he even said, I was out the door.
He had like a mental week break.
Yeah.
Outside of game talk, outside of competitions, to literally relax and sleep. Nobody else seems to be looking.
Yeah.
I feel like they've had their eyes on some smaller targets all along. Up until Frank, it wasn't that exciting with the exits, you know?
Yeah.
Then Frank, then that whole quick 3 weeks there. And now we're kind of dipping back into kind of like, the Bridget's the world and all that.
Yes.
And I mean, they do have to have their moment to make their exit.
Yes.
But in a double eviction, and we'll get here, but I know, but you use that to really blindside someone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
you
a
do.
Device.
That's what you think, right? As you would think. And the HOAs came down to Natalie and Victor. It was funny because I wrote in my little notes, okay, Zakiya dumb. made a deal. Because she was smart later, because she was like, Pauly dropped out right after her.
Right. She picked that up.
She was like, something's going on there. And before that, she was kind of on him a little bit anyway. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, there's something wrong with him when he's playing her. So she wasn't stupid for that. But why'd you get off the, why'd you do it? You basically sealed your fate going home. Doesn't he learn from any of these seasons? Just hang
Don't
on.
Don't make the deals.
Don't make the deals. Mm-hmm. But I mean, trust me. I don't know if I could hang on for, I could hang on for 3 hours for money.
She looked comfortable, though.
She did. She looked great.
Yeah, she did. She's a beautiful girl, too.
Don't come tall. Yeah. She's totally beautiful.
Yeah. She looked like she was just like, she looked like she could have hung in there longer than any of them. Yeah, because she wasn't all slouched down.
No. She was good. She was in good shape. I was just like, don't do it. And she did it. And then, of course, Natalie versus Victor. And she was really holding on, too. She was pretty good also.
Yeah.
Then she was like, okay, Richie, you promise you won't do anything. And I mean, he didn't do anything to her, basically, but just kind of.
Did you want to see Natalie win? Because I really did.
I kind of did. Natalie's growing on me. Because actually, I like Paul. I'm still a Paul supporter. Okay. Maybe I
still don't see it.
I know, but I'm a Paul supporter.
Hey,
and
teach their own.
Yes,
I don't care.
I love it.
I don't care.
I know, but I love. But Natalie is starting to grow on me a little bit because she's. I mean, she's playing the game, and she. I thought she was really good, but just she came. I thought dumb also. The women don't fall for it, just in case.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yeah, and then you can't complain later that it's not a women's run house when the women all say, all right, I'm out. And they hand it to the men.
Even Victor said, hello, you guys, 9-1. I can break a deal. Can't give it whatever. Because he was like, you guys all voted me out, so I'll back slide on a deal anytime I want to.
And I thought that was good. Put that out there. Let people know that you're not to be effed with. Like, you see them, you remember, you know? Yes. You remember.
that's true. So, I mean, it was like, okay, so Victor won the HOH, which to me was like, he was out of the game. And he's HOH like 2 weeks later.
This is another one of those weeks where I was forgetting who the HOH really was. Because I continue to think it's Pauly every week, which is a horrible thing to do when you're playing this game. You don't want people to think you run the house week after week, especially when you're not the HOH.
Oh my God, I love it. Everybody's liking Natalie. People are liking Natalie.
Well, you know what? In my opinion, this is me only, but she's one of the few personalities left in the house that are likable to me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
So I think people want someone that they like versus just rooting for someone if they're a crap person but a good game player.
I agree. No, she is likable. I will give her a point. She is likable. Yeah, but and James are kind of cute together,
The games, the way she plays the game, though, I mean, I wouldn't say she's one of the greats. she's doing it. She's lasting.
She is lasting. But the part, I had to write this down because it just bugs I'm going to cuss the shit out of me.
Do it.
Bad Meech, because she threw up and started crying. I'm so sorry. We have to clean it up. I'm like, people at CBS get paid. Don't worry about it, bitch. It's going to be okay.
The ugly cry. Oh, that should be the hashtag.
And I'm like, and just her voice the goes heaving. High and the heaving. Yeah. Oh my God. Every time she does that. And we have more. She does that a little later in the week too, which bugs the crap out of me also.
What a horrible thing, though, to put out there in the game.
Yeah.
That you're just, like, you're not even hiding it. You're not going in the storage room to, like, wipe your tears. You know, you're just straight up, like, any opportunity you can get. Yes. There's always multiple people in the room, always. And it's a terrible thing to have, especially when everyone blamed Vanessa's emotional whatever she had last season.
Yes, exactly.
And this girl's a super fan. I am rooting for her. I don't see it happening, Michelle, but I'm rooting for you.
I like her.
I do. I like her.
You like her, so I don't like her, so she can go. And Victor, Paul, and Paul, he's like, the board. So we have the executives, but now we have the board. So now they're trying to sit here and do a final three, PP. But Paul was like, PPV is not what we're looking for, really. So they're going to carry him, which is, I mean, smart. I mean, he wants to carry Victor to the end.
No.
God. Joseph Bozer says, Andy said that double eviction is hell, but worth it if you survive it. So it must be like Andy from season past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it must be. Because it happens so fast. Everything happens so fast. It's kind of weird. The care package came.
Oh, let's talk about this moment.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time with this season as it is. We get this noise. Everyone comes down.
Yes.
It's for James. I was like, all right. And we're literally looking at socks.
A pair of underwear, team
That's
socks,
what we're getting.
Aviator sunglasses.
I literally put my, I was watching this and I at my desk, and I literally had to put my head down. This is the best that we can do. This is America's package or whatever the hell it is. I don't even
know. That'd be more exciting. I mean, that'd be more exciting.
I know. And we literally get socks and underwear. What? Like, who, no one even wants that for Christmas. No one wants that on Big Brother.
Florence Flower says, stop giving the crap care packages to likable people. I know. Yeah. It's like, the underwear was huge. She was like, what was that?
What would you want in you? I would want all types of sweet candy.
Oh, yeah. If you're stuck in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess
I would want something like, I like to play with, like, I like stress balls, koosh balls, something like that. I would need something to keep my mind going.
A yo-yo. Give me a yo-yo. Yes. Yo-yo. Okay, so, but he did get the power to eliminate two house guests votes in the next eviction. So during the live show, he can say, you can't vote and you can't vote, which nullifies two votes for anybody. Which I think that's a cool kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool eviction thing.
Yeah, I like that.
And the nominations. That he did, and his speech. Hey, the whole thing was weird. So it's Z and Michelle. But he decides, you know, Victor says to Michelle, you were rude to me. This is the wrong time for you to be rude to me. Then he tosses beads at him. Like, here's some beads to hold you on. And he says, it's like, fall on the table. And it's like, because Michelle, of course, starts crying.
Yes. Yes. I've never seen anyone break down like that, like that extreme with a nomination. Usually they kept maintain composed because they're playing game face, you know?
Well, folks are saying that Michelle's a savage. Michelle's so smart because she's the first to realize who Polly was running the house. Polly is running the house, you guys. Why is he? Every season this happens where there's an alpha male in the house that just runs it and they let him run it.
I saw this happening from the beginning. God. I knew it.
I don't want, Percy, I'm sorry. I don't want a player's relative to win if they already won already. Sorry. Right. I know you just have people, but I don't want them to.
Well, that's what I think was, I think that they look to him as Cody's brother. So he was in the sense of like a game.
Yeah.
In the hierarchy, he was a step above maybe a newbie. Like someone like Jose, you know, who considered himself a super newbie. Uh-huh. Then there were these other people in between, and then there were the old heads, as he said.
Yeah, the old heads.
So I don't know. Maybe they kind of like pseudo like respected him a little bit to want to let him lead. That wouldn't be happening on my watch. Not I can spot either. People like that a million miles away. You don't let people like that get this far.
No, you really don't. You don't.
Especially physical threats. No, now you've let's see, physical threats. You've got Victor, Pauly.
Yeah, easily, those two for sure. Well, we'll talk about Corey, who finally woke up this week, but I mean, he like woke up all of a sudden. It's like, oh my God, that's later. But yeah, Pauly and Victor.
Floater. He's the biggest floater.
But Pauly and Victor are strong physical threats. They're so good at playing these games. Why are anyway, just yeah. Let's see. Z was not because she didn't sleep with him.
Well, that's what she said. Yeah. She didn't feed into his like whatever his advances. I think she said. Yeah.
Yes, and Z is the one who's going down to Wednesday. Z was the one who's talking about kind of like she was getting smart on to Pauly. Was kind of like, okay, and was also using Michelle's name to kind of help herself. Like, Michelle said that, I thought for sure she would say that, you know, so-and-so is on your side. And it was kind of, what she was doing was kind of smart. I think it was too late, but it was kind of smart. She was trying to play both sides and like, and then Pauly was like, I want Michelle out. Because remember, before we even get into Thursday, Pauly was like, Michelle needs to leave. Michelle needs to leave, right? Mm-hmm. That's how they cut it for all of us.
Yeah, he's like, stick with the plan.
Right. Oh, Florence was a good point. I thought it was so hypocritical that Victor was mad at them for voting him out since Pauly was HOH when you were evicted. Pauly was the one who basically got him out.
Yeah.
And now he's best friends with him. But I see Florence, like, what's going on is he now knows that his bread will be buttered on this side staying close to Pauly. And he's being smart.
Yeah, his whole game was reset when he walked back in.
Easily.
So no one else has that advantage, really, because like, you know, Nicole's aligned with whomever. And, you know, so you really can't reset overnight, but he could. That's a great advantage.
No, he did. He totally reset overnight. No, he was smart. He came back and okay, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
Go with the boys, because Paul was already, him and Paul were already kind of like friends when he left, so he didn't really know what Paul did. So it's like, okay, so that kind of, and Paul was like, I'm already aligned with Paulie.
Right.
Victor's smart to glob onto them. He's smart. Like, why not?
Yeah.
But if he was smart, he'd get rid of one of them, and that's the kind of, and position himself kind of further in.
Right.
Like, get one of them out, be Paul or Paulie out.
It's time for a big move, kids.
So it's kind of, it's just, yeah, it's just crazy. And so, but Paul says he wants Z out. Pauly wants Michelle out. So we have a divided whatever house, whatever. The veto happens. We have Victor, Michelle, and Z playing Nicole, James, and Pauly. And it was called hide and go veto. And they had to hide. This is a part by somebody in the chat room too. How James, like on his season, trashed the house.
Ruined, yeah.
Oh, like, first of all, I don't, it's not even funny to me. That doesn't make me laugh. And I'm so pissed, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
So they had to go on to hide their vetoes, but James decided just to go in and tear up the house.
James takes himself too seriously.
He takes his jokes too seriously. Like, he thinks he's all that in a joke department.
Exactly, yeah. And there's been reports that he's not a humble guy. He's very full of himself. There's some comment that he made about, like, he's, like, the favorite player, so that's why he got the package or something like that. And I'm like,
well, because he's won it before, so his head's already big.
Right.
He's like, so you're probably thinking, I'll get it again.
Yeah, I think he said, my fans gave me this. And I was like, I don't refer to anyone as my fans. I mean, come on. You're a reality. You know what I mean?
Even what I say for me, I just say, I have my followers. I don't say fans.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, that's exactly like, you know, Celine Dion. I mean, it's like you're on Big Brother for 2 summers. Sit down. But good for him. Whatever. You got the socks and fresh underwear.
But they were pissed. Like, I mean, he was throwing eggs on the ground. He's like, eggs. I was like, why are you throwing the eggs on the ground?
What a waste.
That was totally a waste, actually. I was like,
some PA at like 1 a.m. has to find an open Vons so they have eggs in the morning. What a bitch.
I said Vons. Oh my God. I love it. Yeah, it was completely, you guys all agree with me. It was just so
unnecessary. It was unnecessary. And, you know, I want to call BS on where they hid that, where that Paulie hid that veto. Oh,
yeah, in that table or whatever.
Yeah, because I bet people didn't even realize that opened up.
Yeah,
like the glass part moved, you know, it parted. I mean, that. And then he literally had to go all the way in.
I know, climb in to get it.
I don't think anyone could get to that alone. Like, especially someone like Natalie.
Yeah.
Was she in this competition? The veto?
No.
No. Okay, well, Bridget, was she in? Michelle, Nicole.
Okay.
Well, but two small girls. If they were to try to get it, they might need help. Like, that's not possible for them to go in there, according to the rules, by themselves with a certain amount of time. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess if there are no rules and you just say put it anywhere, then you put it anywhere.
Why can't alliances stick together these days like the Brigade in season 12 and last to the end? To you, Grant. I don't know why. I don't know why they can't either.
Who's asking me this?
Brittany Lamko was asking this on Twitter. She was just like, why can't they stick together to the end? That's one season where they all stick together.
Right.
I don't know. People turn on each other. I don't know. Well, here's what's funny.
That's a good question.
But they were not. See, Paul and Paulie and them weren't all friends in the beginning. It wasn't like they were all together in the beginning. They were kind of, Paulie was on one side and Victor and Paul were on the other side. Paul got smart and started getting quiet and like played into it. Then they became close. So I think there's somewhat of a loyalty with someone, maybe not, because we didn't start out this way, not from day one. They kind of, it's all a system of kind of necessity, I think, maybe, why they're working together. Trustmo says, so I agree with Grant. I call BS. Paulie is so desperate to win the power. He really didn't need to win it. The fifth overall win was the crap that hit the storm.
Yes.
Okay, they agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put a target on your back that much. They said that, like, remember, like, 8 times in an episode last season? You're a target. You're a threat. You have a target on your back. You have blood on your hands. It's the usual.
When you said blood on your hands last season, I was like, let's take a drink. You're trying to say blood on my hands.
Yes, yes.
That was last season, too. Oh, my God.
But you really can't, you can't do everything. You know, like, even in this season, James even said, like, I'm gonna throw this because it's just not a smart move for me to win this was like, I think, a veto or something like that. Sometimes it's like, you know, you don't need to do everything.
Well, Paulie won the veto, so obviously he's not gonna change the nominations or anything. He didn't take the key off. He didn't.
No.
I mean, first he went to her and was like, what if we just in case just keep you on and it's gonna be all about Michelle, like, and she was like, excuse me. She was like, excuse, what are you doing? Like, excuse me. And I'm like, but he didn't vote for her, so I guess that kind of gives him some redemption on some small level.
Yeah, I think it was obvious that he wasn't going to remove her. And then they go through the whole episode, they show all the scenes, they have the music playing, they have to read that printout, that laminated printout, which drives me crazy, memorize it. It's really not that hard. And then, so they said they're not going to use the veto. That is such a waste to me. I feel like it's a waste of an episode. At least that's like 20 minutes that we could see something go down. There's a lot that goes down at night in that house that they don't show.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I get it. It's part of the format. It's the formula of the show. But to me, it's like all this builds up when anyone would know they're not going to use the veto. I'm like, all right, how anticlimactic. They shut that little, what is it, like a jewelry box?
I know whatever it is. Little chimney chest.
Yes.
My hope chest.
I love goofing on this show. It's doing very well.
Oh, you don't care about us at all. Trust me. The show's doing great.
Exactly.
It just got renewed for 2 more seasons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to nitpick because look.
Yes, I don't blame you on that one. So this is a poem I'm just going to mention. This was on the feeds. I guess Paulie was really mean to Natalie and them and just calling out about her New Jersey-ness and, like, you know, and I've dated New Jersey girls and they're whores or something. So I guess there's some people in here are still going on about how Paulie thinks he's a stud and all this stuff.
Paulie claims, and this was like a bro moment, but shout out to Anthony Joseph, who sent me this information. I looked at the clips. Okay. I wanted to get, I was kind of crunching for this. Paulie bragged to his bros, and Victor, that allegedly they had sex a couple times in the house.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean like full on?
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But apparently it all went down in the bumper car, which I would tend to believe, because if you're going to have it, you wouldn't have it under covers because everyone could pick that up.
Right.
You're not going to have it out in the open. There's no privacy. So if there's any place, it would be under a solid bumper car. Apparently.
Yes.
So this conversation here with Michelle as well. So I feel like, I don't know, he was a little braggadocious about it. And maybe that's why she kept following him to the end, because she didn't, and then when, you know, we'll get there, but she embraced him at the end. She said she wanted a future maybe outside the house with him, because maybe she didn't want an egg on her face saying, look, I gave it up to this guy in a certain way, whatever way that is. And I don't want to be like, you know, that girl. I want to be able to be like, try to see if I can squeeze anything out of this.
Yeah. Well, folks in here keep saying that they feel like Z was mostly abused by Paulie. And also, I don't know if it's that. I mean, I don't know if it's so much that. I mean, the thing is, this game, you're supposed to be coming in for the money. Obviously, this is one of those games that's openly about the money, right? Yeah. And yes, we know that personal relationships happen through this whole process. And some folks actually were like, I'm here just to play the game and make friends. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then this is the wrong game to be in. But I mean, I do understand folks do get into it really seriously and emotionally, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, like, I haven't done the show myself. So I'm like, how can't hold control of your emotions or something? I don't understand.
Yeah.
In this game. But these girls. The girls, it seems like every season they fall apart.
Yeah.
They're being picked off.
If that's true, though, with what he did on the live feeds and what he bragged up, because I really didn't see any of this, but I saw the video where they talked about it afterwards. So this bragging could just be like a guy, like a bro, like bragging about something that really didn't happen, like a high school crap.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't speak well to his character either way.
I agree.
Whole showmance relationship makes him look kind of misogynistic.
It does. Everybody's agreeing with you. They're kind of all just it just feels like it wasn't a good look for him.
No, I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a fan of his game. I don't want him to win.
No.
I question if we look at the jury for who's there currently, and this is early.
Yeah.
But I also question if Nicole can win based on the jury votes.
Because it'll be, I think people are not going to like her.
They
feel like she's a snake.
Yeah,
already.
She already has that label.
I know.
She had a scene that wasn't on the show, but she was talking real quick. I'll just
yeah. Okay.
She was talking with Cody, what's his name?
Corey,
yeah. And she was just saying, like, yeah, she's like, everyone, like, this one's labeled me this snake, this one's labeled me this. Like, she was just kind of going through.
I mean,
so she's very well aware that she has to clean up her image.
Yes.
But if the people are out of the house, they're not watching
you.
It's too late.
I know. And this was funny. Nicole came back on, and we kind of said this early on, and you weren't here for the first couple of episodes, but we were talking about how we thought she came on strong. Because, you know, we all thought all four of them came back really strong because they knew how to play the game.
Yeah.
And, like, Davon had only had a short time in the house, so she was like, I'm going to be different this time. Frank was like, everybody expected they were, and Nicole, like, she was really like, okay, we got to stick together. We got to do this. I mean, she was like master of stuff at first. Yeah. What happened?
Him. The boring boyfriend floating his way through the game she's attached to. And she's putting a lot of her game in his lap. And he's not doing anything.
No,
I mean, again, you know, he did win something.
Well,
in the
we're going to talk about that next. And now we're on Thursday.
I'm going to give him a little credit.
Yes. So Z, Michelle, Z gets evicted 3-2. She had a one-way ticket, so she's going to the jury house. But before the talk, Michelle outs Paulie. I was like, just kind of like, I mean, I liked your speech a little bit. I was like, you go, girl.
I love it when it's a little deviated. We're all friends and I want to spend the summer with you guys. I was like, all right, come on. Like, you're literally fighting to stay on the show.
I know
by then the decisions are all made, but, you know, it's not over till it's over.
That's actually very true. And James had nixed Corey and Paul's votes. I think that was, was kind of fine. So the next thing, it's a double eviction in one night. So, which I kind of like. It's kind of fun a little bit because they just kind of throw it in there.
I like it.
It's like, but this part was really funny. Okay, so HOH was a statistics one. I love these kind. Actually, a mental. I love the mental ones. But this one went by really fast, though, because a lot of folks got wiped out, like, the third round.
I hated to see that.
I know. It's like more or less. And Corey actually won.
I know. He won. He actually got something done, and he was so proud of himself.
I know. I was proud of him, too, kind of.
That's by the luck of the draw, though. You know, I would have lost that. I thought about it. I said, yeah, it's probably going to be more if you consider all the things that were there. But then, now that I think about it, like, out of the moment, a lot of people didn't get very far on that. So, yeah, I guess it would be under 100. I don't know.
And it is kind of crappy. He's like, because it was crazy. It was the third round, like the whole bunch of them got out. So it's like, and he was like the only one. So it's like, I guess it could have been the other way around. It could have been any direction. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like, but he won.
Did you catch when they said, Paulie, sit down, and Michelle was like jumping up and down?
Yes.
And I think he caught wind of that because he walked behind her. And I was like, I like it. I like when someone just
She's at the end. She's all excited. I was like, you go, girl. Hit and walk behind her.
Like, especially because like that is like a moment when no one else in the house can see you, so you can react, but you can be kind of give like a wink, wink to the camera. And I would love, and Davon did that last season when she would look at the camera. You kind of would know that she's not buying into this.
Oh yeah,
like you know, I like when they interact like that.
Yes, I know.
We're watching.
I know we're watching. The Bozo won something. I think questions were easy. People were throwing it. I don't think they were throwing it.
I hope not.
I hope not either. I'm like, these are important. I mean, the double eviction night. You don't want to be
right.
Caught.
If anyone would have thrown it, I would have thought it would have been Corey, because he doesn't probably want the responsibility. Everyone else is dying, like Michelle, Paul. Paul wasn't going to throw anything.
So I have my buddy who's on several shows that I watch, J.A., he keeps asking me this question. I know we don't have an answer because I don't really
Maybe I do.
He was like, I know you're another subject. Paul is such a pain in the underarm. Underarm, he's so short. I feel black ladies are his trigger. He loves them and hates them. He's so obsessed with them. James, what do I think? I don't really believe that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it has anything to do with race.
And trust me, I will watch race. I'm always on watching the race watch. I mean, Paul didn't do anything to the girls. I don't think he really did anything, unless there's something I don't know about.
I don't really.
That's several times, so make sure I give him attention. I don't know.
I can't place anything either. So I don't perhaps, think.
I don't have any feeling on that one. Trust me, I do watch when it comes to the race stuff or homosexual. I mean, anything has to do with anything, I'm always watching it. But I don't have. Yeah, I don't have. Everybody's like, Paul's fine. I think he's okay. So he wins it, but he has to walk around the house. What are we doing? What are we doing? What's going on? What are you doing?
Do you have any ideas?
And all the guys were like, they were kind of uncharacteristically silent, weren't they? They were kind of like.
Well, if you noticed, Paulie said, well, I don't want to sway anything because that's probably, that's what I think what we're leading to. I don't know. I don't know everything that happened the day of and the night before, all the screaming and all that that's going to be played out coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, they said it was like a lot of tension even up to the minute before the show.
I purposely didn't watch it. I didn't want to spoil anything for anyone.
Yes.
But I think that that was his way to kind of be like, look, I'm not really running things, guys. Like, this is your HOH. You know, and then James, he plays every side of the house.
He does.
So I feel like he really couldn't say anything because who was he going to recommend?
Yeah, right.
He's not going to recommend Natalie himself. He's not going to recommend Nicole to Corey. He's not going to recommend Paulie and Victor because they're standing there. So who does that leave?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So he didn't have much to say.
Yeah. So he did the whole, he's like, I'll do whatever you want, blah, blah. He nominates Bridget and Michelle.
Weak.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an opportunity to blindside someone and send them out.
I know.
You know?
How do you guys feel about that? I mean, do you feel like, I mean, just it was, you take the easy way out? It was just Bridget. Okay, fine. Bridget is not really a threat. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really care. I mean, I don't care for her if she stays in or not. I was just like, but she's not really a threat right now. I'm like, you can float her around for a while and get
exactly.
rid of her
later. She's a number, like, right. just, yeah.
Yeah, because she was willing to do whatever anybody wanted at this point.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
knew. She right. knew. What's going. I mean, no, she's not dumb. Mm-hmm. She knew what was going on. Make a big move already. I know for once, I agree. Like, they need
this,
to make, I mean.
This would have been the time to do it.
Yes. And so, basically, they had to veto right away also. There was this 3 clocks in a ball, 3 clocks in these giant ball pins. And they had to run, put them in a holder, and they go get a colored veto. Like this weird, that was like just a weird.
It was odd.
Like,
yeah,
okay.
It was
like,
really out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And Corey won that.
Yeah.
I give it to him.
Watched him, though. He had a strategy. I think what he did was initially he found them all, put them all to a side, and then took one at a time back and forth. And that's why he was so quick those last few minutes, which is a smart strategy versus, like, find one, go back, then be blind, feeling around for another one, you know? So at least you do all the work when you're in there, and then you go back and forth.
Oh, as you're saying. You know what I mean? See, you could play the game. I didn't think about that.
I watched. Maybe I'm giving this kid too much game time. I don't know. I did see him when he went back for the last time. He threw balls around, but it looked a little dramatic. Maybe he was making it look like to production.
Oh, someone just asked
me,
do you miss the food competitions from the early years of Big Brother Grant Strands?
You know, I don't remember those. I really didn't watch them. To be honest with you,
back in the early days, they would have these competitions where you get like real food, like a great dinner or a certain thing, or America would vote. Do you get asparagus and this, or chicken and that?
Yeah, we don't.
And they don't anymore. They get rid of
that
stuff.
Yeah, that's when the show used to be a little more about living.
Yes.
You know? Remember they had like a garden or something? Could you imagine these jackasses tending a garden now?
Remember one season they had a dog? One season.
Yeah,
they did. I remember that. Yeah, Laura was way early on. They had a season. So it's kind of like, yes. Oh my God. So, they're talking about this Paul thing now. Now they're talking about, say, a Paul thing.
Yes.
Saying that, thing is that he was looking at Devon like she's a vet. He wanted her out. I don't think it was her being black. I mean, just that he wanted, just like she's a vet. And then he likes Akia. I mean, I don't know.
It was when it started. It was the newbies versus the old people, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to weed them out all one at a time. And now only Nicole's left. Yeah.
No, Nicole's the and James. And James. And Nicole James. And James. So half are gone. Half of the vets are gone. The other two are still there. So it's kind of crazy, but so Corey wins again. Mm-hmm. Of course he doesn't use it, of course.
Yeah.
But then again, Michelle gets up there on her, you have a few words to say to your people on, and she's like, and Nicole's a snake and she didn't make deals and don't trust her. Yeah. And you're probably no better.
Your game.
I love it. She was like, oh, you can go on.
She left with zero F's. I like it. That's the way to do it though. That's what I want to see on this show, right?
I know.
Cause she basically had it figured out that she was done.
But Bridget goes home.
Twist.
So I'm like, literally, I know for podcasts you're hearing some dead air for a second, but like, that's how I felt.
I know.
I'm like, wait a minute. So Bridget's gone and Michelle survived a double eviction night.
I don't understand what that would be for. I'm sure they've discussed it. I'm sure it's like going to be coming up on Sunday's episode, like the overall, like in the one-on-ones, they'll probably say like, I voted for her because, but I don't know.
I don't either. It's just like,
I'm glad.
But
though.
It's incredible.
I don't like her. But
Michelle
is
saving the season.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's what I'm saying. For as a viewer, I would much rather see her because now, think of all the fallout. Now that she's back and she spoke against people in that house. Yeah. And people who are in power, and they didn't get rid of her, so now she's still there. She's going to live with these people for another week.
I know. Well, it's funny, because Bridget said, you know who my target is, folks. Bridget's hard way out. Yep. She's like, you guys, you would keep me in the house, you know who my target is. Mm-hmm. And she looked right at Paul. She was like, you know who my target is. She wasn't care about, she didn't care about anybody else, and she probably would have gone after him if she could.
Yeah.
But now Michelle's, I hope Michelle does, I hope Michelle wins HOH. I want her to win. I almost want her to win it so bad.
Yeah.
Just to see what the F she's going to do.
100%. Yes.
Oh my God, I want to see what I do. Mm-hmm. What happened to the plan B? What happened to the B and V plan? Oh yeah, to Bridget and Elia. When James accidentally a few weeks ago said to Devon, B and V is like, isn't that Bridget's? And she kind of knew she was going home.
Yeah.
Natalie was the one pushing Bridget and James to keep Michelle. Well, because remember when she was walking her way out, Bridget was pissed. Bridget was like, she would say something to James, kind of, you couldn't really hear it. She told Natalie to stand up for herself, but she was saying something to James like, you did something that was wrong, and it was like, she was going off on her on the way out, because she didn't hug him, and she was like pissed. Meanwhile, Michelle crying.
Oh
my God, he's such a nice person. I'm like, oh Jesus.
That is when you say, look,
Paul's like, pull it together, bitch. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? She's a nice person. I can't cry because I'm sad for her to leave. I'm like, oh my
That's
God.
That's when I would showboat and be like, I survived not one, but two in 1 hour, and I'm still here. I mean, that's when you say, look, I'm like, that's when you reset your own game.
Yes.
You know, and you're like, there's no more crying. I've survived all this. I've got this far. I just blew up this guy's game. Like, I'm in the driver's seat in this house. Even if you're not. Just say it, you know?
Right,
but yeah, just sit there until... Even Julie was like, what did she say? She said, can you, like, pull it together, please?
She did. I was so she told her when I'm about to do the one-way ticket part. She's like, can you pull it? She goes, hello. She's like, Michelle. She's like, I'm like, oh, my God. The thing, I always go back to my girl, Janelle, who's my favorite player of all time, female player of all time. I love Janelle, who knew she was a target and won like 8 or 9 in a row. Like, she's the most to win in a row of competitions. And she kept her ass in the game as far as she could. And she didn't win. But like, she was like, she just really pulled it together. Was like, I'm going to do what I have to do to stay in this game.
Yes.
And I think Michelle's just saying that like, she starts to start winning stuff.
I think she knows that. I think she knows. I don't think it's on her side yet with the winning.
Yeah.
But that's because they didn't eliminate any physical threats in the house.
No, they haven't. But, I know. It's like,
But yeah, I mean, only for Victor to come right back, because he would have been one that would be like, okay, at least they got rid of him. At least, but no. So,
So Jay says, James and Grant, I feel it's so lame that only certain people can play Vito. It's so boring. I miss when the whole house could play, because it makes, I agree.
Yes.
Totally agree with you.
I thought they all were for this one.
Me too. There's only eight left.
Yeah, and then I saw like three stragglers, and the center, I was like, why not?
Right.
This is a double... eviction.
Like,
let the house go with the, you know?
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree with that. I think they should, especially now there's only eight left, they should let them all just play.
Yeah.
And see what, and it would be interesting. And it would be interesting to see if some of the other ones on the side, what they would have done. Would have Nicole done something? I mean, Doug Wade against Corey? Would have Paul done? I mean, who knows if somebody would have done something? I don't know. I mean,
that's expecting the unexpected. That's what I want to see.
So, yeah, so Bridget's gone and evicted, and she had a one-way ticket, so now she's in a jury house. So right now we have Bridget, Day, and Zakiya, right? Those are the three?
Well, I bet they have a lot to talk about while they're in there, and I don't think it's going to bode well for the people who think they're going to win this game, Nicole, Paulie.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking. Okay, so that's a good question. Since we've run the week down right now, I wonder how that's going to work in terms of the jury house, because you and I talked about this off camera, about how the ones that are in there now are really being played. They see everybody who's left. And it's like, I wonder what's going to come down to for each of them. Like, would it be gameplay? Will it be spiteful? Because there isn't anybody that's super likable in there that everybody's going to agree on and go, I'll vote for her regardless. That guy sucks.
I think it's going to be based on some spite and some personal interaction.
Oh, I
don't know if they're going to do the you played a great game, so I'm going to vote for you. This doesn't seem like that type of cast to me. It seems like this is an emotional cast. For the most part, not all of them, but they don't forget. You know, we talked about Victor earlier, about the 9-1 thing, you know, waving that around.
Yeah.
They don't forget. I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either.
No, I would vote based on character. And that I know, you're supposed to look at the game, but certain people don't deserve it.
I agree with you on that one. And now the round of ticket ends next week, I believe.
Yes.
You guys are correct.
Next week.
So I guess I do wonder who has it.
I predict that we're never going to know.
Did you say it last time? Somebody said that. They didn't believe it. We're not going to find out.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to know.
So you don't think they're going to tell us afterwards? No?
Well, I'd like to know, but I don't see them having like a special, like, let's open everyone's envelope just to see. You know, I don't know. But what I am intrigued about is Julie mentioned there's a special Friday episode.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have any intel on what's going to be happening in this episode.
Not either. They're adding these little extra episodes this season. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Shows are hitting all, I guess.
They had that Battle Back Fridays episode, that did very well for CBS. I think, a test. They won the night with that exceedingly.
Oh, good. Okay.
I watched it.
It was good. It was fine.
Yeah. So there's a lot of momentum there. There's a lot to this. So I wonder what it could be. And, my least favorite ones, like the recap ones, where they sit downstairs, they have like a dinner, and like, remember the time when James made a mess in the kitchen? Like, those I'm not into.
Yeah, me either.
But so I hope this is an actual gameplay episode and there's a competition or some twist.
Because someone said, I remember, wasn't it here somewhere, they think it's going to be a recap show, but we don't want one of those. Like you said, we don't want one of those.
There's enough of a recap at the beginning.
Exactly. Do it every episode.
They
so.
Go way back, too.
Unless they do a jury episode.
No, that I would love to see.
Me too. Yes. Oh, my God. To see them all talk together.
Interview them. Yes.
Yes.
Give them the tape to look at what's going on. Like, I'm very interested because you know those girls are talking.
Oh, I know. Oh,
especially Davine. She wants all the latest information.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's in there. She's still mentally probably playing the game, you know, a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. No, I'm totally sure. I mean, but I still give Davine credit. She did last longer than last time. You guys do agree. A jury episode would be amazing. Joseph Bova said, they had $5.39 million for the first Friday episode, which won the night. Thank you, Joseph Boza.
There you go.
So
that's pretty good. In summer network television.
Oh, and Friday
good.
Night too. Yeah. It's usually the boneyard of television.
Yeah,
they throw shit on Friday night and they didn't do anything. Let us choose who's the comeback, please. So they're thinking it's going to be a comeback or somebody's coming back in.
I don't know, because Julie keeps saying when they are eliminated that you are officially not re-entering the Big Brother house. Unless if she's being a liar herself.
You wouldn't expect it.
But she says that in front of the house, too. So I really do think that this is it. I really do.
See, they're saying someone's coming back, James, no matter what. I don't know. You guys, they claim that.
I don't know. I feel like we already did that. I feel like that twist is covered. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see Davon go back, but I don't feel at this point a comeback is necessary.
Yeah, me either. I don't think so either. And it was like, everybody wants a jury episode. They agree with us.
Yeah.
All Stars jury was the best. Oh, my God. Do you guys think the five guys who make it to the final five? That's from Jess Sheldon. I don't think they will.
No, I don't. I think definitely Natalie is going to be pulled along to the end.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, easily. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So someone's going to fall out of it. And I'm, you know, it could be, I'm sad to say it's probably going to be either Victor or Corey.
Yeah.
I think Paul and Polly are going towards the end. The way it's going.
I think so, too.
I think the way it's going.
Unless if, I don't know. It all depends on who gets this HOH. But the odds are slim that it would be someone that would put up Polly.
I agree.
You know, and then if they do the whole backdoor plan, that's never a guarantee because right. then something comes up during the week. Like, no, I'm starting to reevaluate. I'm thinking that she's more of a threat than him. So
right.
I don't know.
It's yeah, Jay, I was talking about that too. Like, the no more backdooring episode. At this point, it's not going to work anymore. Yeah. Just like, either fully nominate and try to dominate.
Yes.
Because the veto part is what changes everything. So the right person writes veto, you can keep the nominations the same, and then nothing happens.
But who is going to go up against Pauly? Who would do it besides Michelle? And who would, then would? How would he get the vote? How would he not get the votes to be evicted? You know, who's going to vote against him?
If they were smart,
not
they
the,
would.
Not the five. So all those dudes are. Yeah. You know, so the other four. So there's four votes to keep him.
So they need a guy to turn. Yeah. They need a couple of guys to turn. Is what they need.
Well, James is pretty unreliable and lousy, so he'll do it.
Him and then who else? Who's the second guy? You think would do? Maybe Victor would go with him. I don't know.
Maybe
defect with him. I mean, I just think we need two guys to really defect, and then that will actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, just... we'll see what happens with Paulie's image.
Oh my God! So Jay says Grant, Leah Remini might disagree about Julie being a liar. LOL. Tell Grant that.
Wait, what?
That Leah Remini might disagree about Julie being a liar. Did they have a problem on the view on the talk or something?
Oh, yes. I'm thinking Scientology.
Oh, yeah, with that too. Yeah. So I just want to tell you that. So I don't watch the talk, so I don't know.
So she might have a problem with Julie being... Oh, well, yeah, because there was a lot of drama there.
With
she said that she was safe or whatever, she wasn't getting fired, then she got fired kind of through the network.
Oh, yeah, the first season of the talk that you guys were reaching back.
Yes.
I forgot. That's right. She was... Oh, okay. Yes, well, I got the rest of your
backstory.
There's no
joke. Game like the game of television. Just that's I the know. Biggest reality show there is behind the scenes on these shows and contracts.
Well, here's something. Paul and James are realizing Polly is manipulating the house. So I wonder if Sherlock. If they band together and turned on him, that would be a blindside for Polly because of Paul.
Do it.
Do it. I mean, be interesting. Well, folks, that is your week that was in of the Big Brother house. I almost said Port Charles. I'm on the hospital. This week that was in Port Charles. Wrong show, you guys. That's my show on Sunday at 5:30. Thanks for joining me, Grant. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
I'm glad I could fit it in.
Yes. Oh, my God. And Johnny and Lauren will be back next week with me, and we love them. You can follow them at Johnny Mangs, and you can follow them at Lauren LaGrasso. And you can also follow Matthew Aaron Payne. He's also a Big Brother person here, too. But, Grant, where can they find you?
You guys can find me all over at Grants_Rants, and you can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Subscribe to it. I have everything up, including bonus content on my YouTube channel. So when you're done with this, it's very easy to look up Grant's Rants.
And I'm on two episodes.
Yes.
I am. So you have to go. He's got to come by again. He's great. It's always a good time. So it's a good time with that.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And you can follow me at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms and my radio show on iHeartRadio, the Super Organizer Show with James Lott Jr. You got to come on that one day, too.
I know. Thinking about that this week.
You got to come on that, too. Yeah. And, of course, you can follow all these shows on AfterBuzz TV and Big Brother. Look for them. Thanks for talking to us online. No, bye, bitches. That's right. We're bitches. We love you guys.
Bye.
See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.